right, it's Friday, April 12th, 2024. First Thing with Kevin Mano. Hello, friends. It's been fun doing this week. Just a quick, real quick look at all the headlines across the board. Let's get started. We always start with the top story, and honestly, the biggest story at the moment dominating headlines on all the sites is the passing of O.J. Simpson. If you hadn't heard, now you know. He died Wednesday at 76 years old after a bout of prostate cancer. He was a football player, an actor, and many believe a murderer as well. He was acquitted of those charges back in 1995, but a civil trial in 97 found him liable. That's his legacy. And one really weird element to this story yesterday, as his death was announced and the news was spreading, Ford recalled more than 22,000 Broncos due to a possible cracked fuel injector. When most people hear Ford Bronco, they think of OJ, that low-speed chase in his white Bronco. I think that's pretty odd timing. A couple sports headlines here. After that rain delay yesterday morning, the 88th playing of the Masters got started. Jon Rahm won it last year. He's going for two in a row. And Tiger Woods is back out there trying to climb back on top of the heap. He did well yesterday. It seems that Scottie Scheffler is the favorite to win that green jacket, though it would be his second. The weather is supposed to stay clear for the rest of the weekend, so that's good for them. And deja vu, guys, but Tom Brady was just on the Deep Cuts podcast, and he said that if an NFL team needed a quarterback and reached out to him, he would not be opposed to a return. His words. Yes, yes, a couple quick entertainment headlines. Kourtney Kardashian is in the news after admitting that she drinks her own breast milk as a natural remedy when she's not feeling so well. She said she pounded a glass because she felt sick. Actually heard that it's like a cure-all, so I'm no judgment for me. And in relationship news, Jewel just broke her silence about the rumors that she's dating Kevin Costner. This has been going on for a while. And Jewel was just in the news this week for showing up on stage with Olivia Rodrigo. And now, regarding Mr. Costner, she said, quote, "He's a great person. The public fascination is intense for sure." So she's not confirming or denying anything. On to some movie and TV news on this Friday morning. I'm not sure what this is going to look like, but I just read that a live-action R-rated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie is in the works. Another movie series in the news is Scary Movie. Those are the horror movie parodies of scary movies. That franchise is reportedly getting a reboot, and a new one is expected sometime next year. Also in movie news, CinemaCon just wrapped up out in Vegas, and a few things getting a lot of attention are Gladiator 2. The crowd out there got to see 5 minutes of the upcoming sequel, and everyone seemed to love it. And the Marvel folks showed 9 minutes of the upcoming Deadpool and Wolverine movie. Oh, and The Rock was there doing some Polynesian dancing to promote Moana 2. In TV news, Bridgerton is back in about a month. The first 4 episodes of season 3 are going to hit Netflix on May 16th. And the trailer for those 4 episodes just dropped. It's out there now if you're a Bridgerton fan. And lastly, we found out yesterday that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have a couple new projects in the works over at Netflix. One is a scripted series about professional polo. Sounds exciting. And one is going to be a cooking show with Meghan. Yeah, what are people watching this weekend? A few new movies. A24 has a new one called Civil War. That's out today. Looks intense. It's getting really great reviews. There's a new version of a 90s classic out this weekend. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. I loved that movie when I was a kid. Christina Applegate was in it. This new one has Simone Joy Jones and Nicole Richie. Also, Nicolas Cage is in a new post-apocalyptic thriller called Arcadian. Also on this weekend, Ryan Gosling hosts SNL with Chris Stapleton playing the music. And that new Robert Downey Jr. show where he plays like 20 different roles that premieres Sunday night on HBO. It's called The Sympathizer, out on Sunday. Okay, on to music. Hey, it's New Music Friday. Just a real quick rundown here of some of the new stuff out today. First off, Dua Lipa has a new song and video out. It's called Illusion. Future and Metro Boomin, they put out their second collaborative album. The band Blue Oyster Cult, they put out their 15th album. Maggie Rogers has a new one out today. In country, Riley Green, Tyler Hubbard, and Ernest, they all have new records out today. One of my favorite bands from back in the day, Thursday, they have a new song out today. They still sound great. And Phish, they're back. They surprised fans by dropping a new track called Evolve, and they announced a new album, which is out in July. And this all comes like a week before they kick off their run of shows in the Sphere in Las Vegas. Phish in the Sphere. Hallucinations are inevitable. Now, the big release next Friday will be the new album from Taylor Swift. And in Taylor Swift news, some of her music is back on TikTok. There's been this whole thing going on between Universal Music Group and TikTok about compensation for artists. Back in February, a ton of music was pulled from the app, and as of yesterday, some of Taylor's tunes are back on TikTok. Lastly here, today is day number one of weekend number one of Coachella, so we can all expect to see posts and news out of Indio, California, all the surprise performances and all that stuff. Lana Del Rey is the headliner tonight. Alright, a few additional headlines. This is a big one. Yesterday, the Biden administration finalized the rule to close the, quote, gun show loophole. They're now a step closer to requiring people that sell firearms at gun shows and online to run background checks. This will go into effect in 30 days. And this one's a real bummer for a lot of people. Drug shortages here in the U.S. just reached an all-time high. There are 323 medicines currently in short supply. It seems like the reasons for this include incredibly high demand, manufacturing issues, and supply line delays. It's been another stormy week here in the U.S. They definitely felt it in the southeast. Over the last few days, there were 14 confirmed tornadoes throughout Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. In food news, first of all, today's National Grilled Cheese Day, and I read that the average American adult eats 36 grilled cheeses every year, and the majority of them cut them diagonally. What do you do? Also, a food tidbit I read and wanted to share. According to research, grocery shopping on an empty stomach will cost you an average of $26, an extra $26 per trip. And we're more likely to buy unhealthy foods if we're shopping hungry. Keep that in mind. And lastly here, just one last reminder before the weekend. Monday is tax day. If you're procrastinating, get it done. Or if you don't think you're going to have it done, request an extension now. A friendly PSA. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay. All right. Thanks for being here, guys. This has been fun bringing the show back this week. I plan on doing more soon. If you're not following on Instagram, @firstthingpod, if I have any announcements to make about the show coming back full time, I will make them there. All right. Have a great weekend.
Please tell your friends about this show.